Thursday morning and welcome to Palmetto Mornings. I'm Ashley Lang.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
And it is 8:39, 63 degrees on this edition of Palmetto Morning. And it's time now for our monthly check-in with Visit York County. So joining us today, we have Andy Clinton, who is the president of Visit York County. And today you've brought along a friend.
That's right.
Yep. Melanie Cooper, who's the director of programs and marketing for the Arts Council. And you are also the chair of the ARG and Ag Tour. So welcome to you both.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Good morning.
Melanie, we're going to go ahead and start with you. If you would just tell us a little bit about the ARG and
The Ag and Art Tour.
It's been a long morning already. Sorry, the Ag
we're
and Art Tour.
Almost to the weekend.
That's right. So it's going to be happening.
That's right. So the Ag and Art Tour has been going on here in York County since 2012, and it's actually the nation's largest free farm and art tour. Started right here in York County as a single county tour, and now there are about 13 different counties that participate across the state. It happens from the beginning of May through the end of June, but each county only gets a weekend. So our weekend is this weekend. And what people can expect is they can go to the website, agandarttour.com, plan their trip. There are 28 different participating tour sites. And on those tour sites, there are farms and farm stands and different things that support the agricultural industry. But at those sites, they'll find artisans working on that site as well as the farmers. So it's a really great family outing. It's a great way to learn about the county and your community. It's also a fantastic way to stock your refrigerator with locally grown goods.
Well said. It's funny that you said that because last month, we talked a lot about the strawberries, and we were at the strawberry festival, and so they brought some strawberries in. And I'm that mom, you know, I don't always get to Fort Mill to the peach stand to get. But I brought those strawberries home, and my kid, who loves strawberries, was like, where'd you get these?
Night and day.
Where'd these come from?
Yes. Yeah.
Because these don't taste like the normal ones that you get. And so I've, like, opened his eyes, and now he's like, where'd these come from? Are these the good ones?
Gotta go fresh.
Gotta go fresh. That's right.
That's right.
So it might be an opportunity to open people's eyes to what the difference is in just grocery store versus farm.
Yes. Absolutely. I have friends who live in the mountains in North Carolina, and they do not let me in the front door if I don't bring South Carolina strawberries with me when they're in season.
That's right.
So it is, there's a huge difference between what you buy at the grocery store and what you buy from your local farmer. We do have farmers markets on the tour. So you can, if you don't have a lot of time, but you still want to support the event, go to the Old Town Farmers Market, go to the Fort Mill Farmers Market, meet your farmers, buy their goods. They have artisans there as well. Our artisans here in York County are making their livings here, and this is part of how they do it. So you're really learning about what's homemade and homegrown here. We are excited because Black's Peaches is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, and they're doing their 100th anniversary celebration on Saturday during the Ag and Art Tour.
Oh, that's really cool.
Perfect timing. Well, Melanie, when you came on a while back as we were leading up to promote the Ag and Art Tour, this was something I didn't quite realize how many farms we have here throughout York County. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of people that don't realize outside of our little city limit, a big agricultural industry.
Yeah, I mean, it turns rural very quickly. I mean, as soon as you leave city limits of Fort Mill, of Clover, well, downtown Clover, of York, of Rock Hill, it's rural. We have working farmers here who are 365 days a year in the fields, raising their animals, planting their crops, tending to their farms, and making sure that we're all fed locally. So it really is, you know, we have 28 different tour sites, and that's not even scratching the surface of who is working here in York County in the agricultural industry.
What are some of the sites that people can
go to? As I said, we've got Black's Peaches. We also have Bush and Vine, so the big farm stands. But we also have mom and pops. We've got Baker Farm. They raise sheep and they do wool, and it's really great. We've got a new one on the tour this year. It's Black Snake Farm with the Catawbas, and so you'll learn about native ways to plant. So that's really exciting to have. And then on the western part of the county, we've got Black Walnut Farm, which is brand new to us this year as well. And they have a new farm store that they're putting in on their property. property, but they also have animals as well as plants. There are two flower farms. One is Indigo Iris and another is New Moon. And so really, like, you're seeing that you're not just limited to animals. You're not just limited to rows of, you know, vegetables. We've got flowers growing here that people are selling to markets and putting on your tables.
Fresh picked flowers.
That's right. And what I also, I love the correlation between, you know, people not necessarily knowing about all of these sites. Same with the artisans, mm-hmm. because we live in a community. We talk about this very often, a mm-hmm. very talented community.
Yes.
In all facets of art. And so I think it's really cool that you're also incorporating the artisans. So what can people see from them?
So there are going to be between 2 and 5 artisans at most of the sites, which is great. You will get to see potters. You'll get to see weavers. You'll get to see painters. Really, if you can dream it, if you know, it's creative, you're going to find it. And what's kind of cool is that we ask the artisans to demonstrate their craft while they're on site. So they're not just there with a booth. They're there with a booth and they're also showing you how these things are done. And so you could either potentially commission something, you could, you know, take classes from them potentially, or just say, hey, that's something that I think I might like to learn how to do, and then go explore it on your own.
That's great. So is there a cost to this event? Where do people need to go? How does it work?
So it's completely free to attend.
Okay.
But definitely bring your wallet, because it does open almost at every farm.
That's right. And the website they can go to for more information.
It's agonarttour.com/York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Thank you, Melanie.
Yeah, thank
now,
you.
Andy, we're going to switch gears again. We're talking to Andy Clinton. This is our monthly visit with Visit York County. So you are the president. Tell us a little bit about what else we have going on. There's a lot
going on. It's great that once you know, we hit summertime and kids are out, that there's plenty to do, so including, you know, the Ag and Art Tour this coming weekend, but I mean, you name it, as far as Carowinds and getting out on the lake and going to the Greenway and hiking, I mean, there's, you know, you, it's countless, you know, as far as things that you guys can do, as far as, you know, summer vacations and going out with you know, when the kids are out. But several different summer concert series are underway. I think we have York is tonight, and it's the 2nd and 4th Thursdays of each month. And then you have TK. Their concert series starts on Saturday. And then you also have Ebenezer Park is on Friday. And then you also have live music out on the Greenway at the Gateway Canteen Fridays and Saturdays through October. So if you are a fan of live music, which I'm always big on that, if, you know, if you can go to a restaurant during a dinner or wherever, live music is always a good thing.
It changes your mood.
It really
is a game changer.
And it's a good way, again, just kind of like we were talking about with the art tour and mm-hmm. the ag tour. You know, you're going to find people that you might not hear otherwise. So, again, that's a great opportunity. We also know that the Carolina Ski Show, we've talked about them a few times. Tell us a little bit about what they have going on.
Yeah, so that's a great one. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen them or gone out there before, but it's impressive. And I'm actually former water skier. I've not been out in the water in a few years. Definitely not in the past few weeks.
If you aren't watching us live, you'll see poor Andy had to scoot on in, but you'll get some inspiration from the skiers on the water this year.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's very impressive, and it's great that it's all ages, you know, as far as I believe it's, you know, middle school all the way up. But I mean, what they're able to do out on the water is very impressive. So going out to TGK, Windjammer Park.
That's right. And those shows are always free.
Yes.
Yep. And of course, summer has hit and everybody wants to be outside. So we got some tips about ways to cool off. What are some cool ways to cool off?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's great that we're surrounded by water just with Wiley, and you have the mm-hmm. Catawba River. So obviously, you know, going out and tubing out on the Catawba River is a good one. Goat boater. Not sure if you've heard of them, but paddle boarding. Have you guys ever been paddle boarding before?
That's another paddle board.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, that's another great opportunity where you can go out with, I want to make a one for Visit York County for our staff to go out there one day. So
challenge them to cool off this summer. That is such a fun time. And like you said, what's here locally in our backyard all summer long keeps everybody busy. There's no excuse. We're going to say it every day.
That's right.
There's no excuse to be bored.
No excuse to be bored. So, again, we have been visiting with Andy Clinton, who's the president of Visit York County, as well as Melanie Cooper. She's the director of programs and marketing for the Arts Council of York County. We appreciate you guys being here.
Thank you so much.